are tuning in to the English Bulletin of Gunther Radio and Television Station. Top news. Minister of Agriculture and Rural Development Lim Minh Hoang said that it is necessary for the nation to shift from agricultural production to an agricultural economy. This is a strategy for the sustainable development of the sector, he said during the question and answer sections with the legislators on June 7 as part of the ongoing third sessions of the National Assembly. The topics of discussion included agricultural production, trade policies and frameworks, and negotiation and market development for these products. On the same day, Standing Vice Secretary of the Municipal Party Committee, cum Chairman of Gunther City People's Council Phan Van Hieu, and all the members of the deputy groups of Gunther City and Ninh Kiều District met voters in the two wards of Eng Binh and Hưng Lợi. Voters highly valued the reports on the socio-economic situation in the first half of the year and tasks for the last 6 months of 2022, as well as the expected agenda for the sixth regular mid-year sessions in 2022 of the 10th Gunther City People's Council for the 2021-2026 term, which is to take place on July 6. In addition to that, voters also asked the cities to announce the implementation time of the projects so that people can rest assured, avoiding delays that affect people's lives. Voters suggested that competent agencies need to consider adjusting or having a policy for the payment of drugs outside the health insurance drug list and high-tech healthcare techniques for children and people with meritorious services, and that the Tourism Ministry continues to research and come up with specific instruction for people to get involved in tourism activities at Garang Floating Market. Vice Secretary of the Municipal Party Committee, cum Chairman of Gunther City People's Committee Trung Vic Trung, and other members of the deputy groups of Gunther City and Ninh Kiều District met with voters of Eng Cư, Thới Bình and Cái Khế wards before the mid-year sessions on June 7 morning. The Politburo has promulgated Resolution No. 59 on building and developing Gunther City to 2030 with a vision to 2045. The National Assembly also had Resolution No. 45 on piloting some special mechanisms and policies for developing Gunther City. Voters regarded these as both an opportunity and a challenge for the city. The implementation of works and projects that have been and will be implemented is essential for making use of the resolutions. However, in the first 5 months of the year, the disbursement rate is still very low. Voters pay special attention to this work and would like to know the handling of units with a low disbursement rate. On the same morning, nearly 14,000 test takers entered the first day of the 10th grade high school entrance exam for the 2022-2023 school year. Over 99% of test takers sat the exam. According to the test takers, the math paper adhered closely to the secondary school curriculum, especially content of grade 9. Yet the paper is highly classifying and requires both practical knowledge and quick calculating skills. Test takers sat the foreign language exam on June 7 afternoon. At all 28 exam councils, competent forces coordinated closely to ensure security, order and safety for the exam. No violation was recorded during the time that the exam took place. Over 106,000 doses of COVID-19 vaccines remained in Gunther City. This piece of information was announced at a meeting to check the vaccination work against COVID-19 organized by the City People's Committee on the afternoon of June 7. Along with that, according to competent agencies of the city, there are 166,000 doses of COVID-19 vaccine with defrost expiration date on June 30th. If drastic actions are not taken, there's a chance that these vaccines are not used up. To timely administer vaccines to people, while waiting for the vaccine distribution decisions of Gunther City, the city's CDC has provisionally accepted and partly distributed vaccines for the district and urged localities to accept vaccines to carry out vaccination for people. As of now, the city has given 2,916,247 shots of COVID-19 vaccines. Yesterday, the Department of Employment under the Ministry of Labour, Invalids and Social Affairs informed that it is researching and suggesting the implementation of electronic employment records, which are associated with the population database. The electronic employment record is associated with the personal identification code, shown connect job demands on the market, and helps competent agencies implement urgent support packages for labourers. Accordingly, the electronic employment record will store data of the entire employment progress, qualifications, as well as the movement of all laborers in the market, and is represented as a QR code. That piece of news on the electronic employment records has also wrapped up today's English bulletin. To listen to our bulletins one more time, you can log on to our website at geunhetv.vn. And now, thank you so much for tuning in. Goodbye and see you next time.